The most important nation on earth is your family. And once anything goes wrong in the family, the society becomes a victim because the family is the production factor of the society. Welcome to Family and Friends with Praise for Owe. It's a wonderful day.
Welcome back. Today, I shall be taking you through a journey, what I've titled, Finding True Happiness Without Losing Yourself. Finding True Happiness Without Losing Yourself. How did the task I gave you the other time go? How did the movie of your life go? Did you complete the movie? And what is different about you between yesterday and now? Is your spouse making your life miserable? Or you have allowed yourself to be miserable? I want you to understand that most times, what has affected our interpretation of reality is what we call our map of the world, which is not always accurate depending on our level of exposure. For example, the only reason two people fight over the interpretation of the same situation is as a result of their map of the world, and that's why you must master the thought that says nothing means anything except for the meaning you have attached to it. Nothing means anything except for the meaning you've attached to it. The last thing you want to ever do is to hand the key to your happiness into the hands of another. Whosoever can make you happy can also make you miserable. So why don't you take the key to your life today and learn to interpret things in a way that empowers you? He or she may not stop what they're doing, but once your interpretation changes, your mood follows suit, and you ultimately master the situation. People are doing the best they can with what they know. Everyone messing up is doing the best they can with what they know, and some will be willing to die with their errors until they discover a truth or find themselves in a situation that shows clearly they have been living in error. We call that situation threshold. Every human being has got what is called an internal representation system, which is part of you that interprets everything you see. Remember the thoughts I shared with you yesterday about nothing means anything except for the meaning you've attached to it. Our internal representation system interprets things. As a matter of fact, we call them internal filters. That is what helps you to generalize. That is what helps you to delete or distort. Someone sees a lady in bombshell and labelized seductress, while another looks at her and sees a lady of style, while someone else sees an athlete and someone else sees nothing. Our interpretation is usually based on our internal representation system, which is basically determined by the three pillars we use to receive information: our upbringing, our society, and our significant emotional experience. These three pillars, which we analyzed to a larger extent yesterday, forms the substance we analyze every information with. So for example, if your father cheated on your mother, that experience would become overly possessive of you, will make you become overly possessive of your spouse, that you become suspicious of every of their moves, which ultimately makes you choke him. But what if you can just ignore and master your own happiness? The bigger challenge is most of us have never been introduced to our inner self, which is the real you that determines everything people see outside of you. Your unconscious mind is what orchestrates the human being and opportunities that come your way. The keywords in your subconscious activate your conscious person to begin to see what you've never seen before. So for example, if you decide to buy a 2015 Prado Jeep, you will discover that every Prado in your city begins to show up as you drive around. That is how the subconscious drives the conscious person. So let me quickly run you through the laws of the subconscious mind as developed by the legendary Brian Tracy. Brian Tracy says the first law is a law of the subconscious activity. Is any idea or goal that is accepted as true by your subconscious mind? Any idea or goal that is accepted as true by your conscious mind will be accepted as a command by your unconscious mind, and it goes to work to bring it to reality by attracting them into your life. For example, if you have internalized the idea that all men are cheats, Africa is a wicked continent, there are demons after my success, no marriage is itch-free. If you check what you're attracting in your life at the moment, there is an underlying thought or idea that that is responsible for their attraction. After all, as a thinker in his heart, so he is. So the second law is the law of concentration. And Brian Tracy says, whatever you dwell upon grows to become your reality. Talk about what you want, not what you don't want. For example, if your prayers is dominated by, I don't want a bad marriage, instead of I want good marriage, we call that away from motivation. What your subconscious mind picks is the action word, not the sentence. Bad marriage. So, it goes into action by orchestrating situations and circumstances that ensues bad marriage becomes a reality. So instead of saying I don't want to get angry, why don't you say I want to be super excited, so that excitement can be your portion. But when you say I don't want to get angry, anger is the word your unconscious mind picks. So you orchestrate the conscious environment to create anger for you. Number three is the law of substitution. Brian Tracy says you can substitute one thought with another thought. So replace problems with solutions. For example, substitute I'm stuck with I am free. I have to carry this cross with I have choices and options, which has nothing to do with others. I have failed if my marriage fails with marriage is just one aspect of my life. And whatever happens doesn't determine who I am or become. And I can always turn everything around for my goal. My hobby is responsible for my mood. To replace that with I'm responsible for my mood because my life is too lovely to be handed over to someone else. Number four, the law of habit. Everything you are and everything you do is a function of habit. Worry, frustration, state of anger were habits you picked up that you have now mastered and you can decide to change them if they don't empower you. And how do you go about that? After all, we always say the way you do one thing is the way you do every other thing. So one, hold the picture of something that you feel is totally wrong in your mind. Take a second look at it again and ask yourself, what else is there to see about this? Thus, my interpretation empowered the me that I want to see and enjoy. What must I think about this and feel right now that empowers the real me? What do I really need to focus on? What will this mean to me henceforth? Nothing means anything except for the meaning you attach to it. Every time this appears in the future, how would I see it? And what would I do about it? That's how to change a belief. Number five, the law of practice. Whatever thought you repeat consistently becomes your habit. Can you check your dominant marital thought and see if it's empowering or disempowering? What thought must you consistently focus on from now? Number six, the law of emotion. 100% of your decision is dependent by your dominant emotion. Fear and desire. Whatever decision we make based on fear finds its way into our lives. What pain are you trying to avoid? And what pleasure are you trying to get? Is it not amazing? And I see that a lot in Africa, that in developing nations, everyone wants to become like their pastor. While in developed nations, everyone aspires to become an inventor or an industrialist, solution provider, or what we call thinker. Now, what you see as role modeling to a large extent can affect the state of your mind. Most of the critical problems you've experienced is based on how you've been wired over time to perceive and deal with the problem. For example, a woman who catches her husband cheating on her has different choices depending on how she's been wired by an internal state to interpret and respond to such commands. But oftentimes, the next thing people want to do is not even give an option, is to just go for the cheapest exit route, which is divorce. So what are the options? Option 1, she could become so angry at him, which affects her blood pressure and leads to hurt and unforgiveness, and makes her run from one prayer meeting to fasting period programs, believing that it's the devil that's responsible for it, forgetting that the man is an adult who has the capacity to make his own choices and has habits he could also have developed over time. So in a confusion, she runs into the wrong places where she's told about all the faults and what she ought to have done to prevent it. So mentally, the innocent becomes the victim, and this could